are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking in the previous hour how the Secret Service now has instilled new rules for their agents, their Secret Service agents, ever since the Cartagena, Colombia scandal, where Secret Service agents decided to have some, you know, have a little party with some prostitutes. I guess now Secret Service agents cannot drink alcohol within 10 hours of duty. And if they do drink off duty, it's got to be moderate. They cannot allow foreigners into their hotel rooms, with the exception of hotel staff and official counterparts. They will be given briefings that include off-limit zones and off-limit establishments. All this is going to be detailed for Secret Service agents. They cannot go here. They cannot go there. They have to follow these guidelines. And what I was starting to talk about in the previous hour is, you know, many of us look at our Secret Service agents as kind of superhuman. You know, this has kind of been enlightening, even though none of us are naive. I mean, I'm sure we knew that, you know, they could act like anybody else. I mean, they're men. They're, you know, I guess one article said we need more women in the Secret Service. I just think we need these people to be superhuman. Okay, remember, these guys have to take a bullet for the president. And this is what we started to talk upon, and I didn't have enough time in the previous hour. If somebody's going to take a bullet for you, okay, or they're going to take a bullet for an ex-president or, you know, a presidential candidate, okay, and that's what these Secret Service are supposed to do. They are your bodyguards. They are supposed to die for you, right? You want them to be superhuman. You don't want them to be human, because a human may duck, may instinctively move, may, you don't know, you know, and these guys are supposed to be trained to, you know, subdue their instincts and subdue their own survival instincts to protect the president or whoever they're protecting. So you look upon these people as superhuman. Like, for example, we started to touch upon the Kennedy assassination. Now, when President Kennedy died, and I think many of us now realize that what we were told in the 60s wasn't, you know, really what happened, where, you know, he was still alive as he got to the hospital and they were giving him fluids and giving him blood. I think most of us realize he was shot so severely that he was dead on impact of the second shot. And what we saw with Kennedy's wife, and from what we've seen from some of the more released footage, is, of course, she freaked out because, unfortunately, part of her husband's brain and face was on her. She realized they were under attack and tried to get out of the back of the car. I don't blame her. Secret Service very calmly told her to get back in, moved towards the car, all right? And nobody ran, nobody hid. They moved towards the car, told her to get back in, had the car go to, I forget the name of the hospital that they went to, I'm sure many of you know. And I mean, you just saw, just like clockwork, not like robots, but like soldiers. I mean, they just didn't go out of line. And that's just kind of how we look at our Secret Service agents. So, you know, when you hear these guys, you know, start to party, and you hear one was checking out Sarah Palin, thinking she was sexy, and then I don't know if he tweeted about it or was joking about it. No, I don't think that's appropriate. I don't think that's appropriate for a Secret Service. Okay, because remember, we're assuming these guys are going to take the bullet. All right. We don't want to see human emotions. We don't want to see somebody, you know, party and et cetera. I mean, there was a case where I guess a paramedic was on Facebook joking about how, as he revived a woman and saved her, he got to feel her breasts. Now, I'll find that story absolutely inappropriate. Okay. You don't want to think that your paramedics and your first responders, and I love all our first responders. I mean, you guys are wonderful. God bless you guys. I love our troops. God bless our troops. And God bless this great country of ours. But, you know, you don't want to hear that. You want to think that your paramedic is completely immune to nudity. If so, you're going to be extremely embarrassed. Okay, you don't want that relationship with your doctor or your paramedic. And seeing a paramedic on Facebook joke about how he touched someone's breasts is completely, he shouldn't be in that job. Okay, so then, you know, when you have people kind of go, now, of course, Secret Service can have a relationship. They can have sex. What was that movie with, why do I always have brain farts on air? Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood was a Secret Service agent. Always sexy. Didn't he have a relationship and he had sex in the movie? I think it was with his wife. I remember he was a Secret Service agent. I forget if he had sex with anybody. But Secret Service agents are allowed to have relationships. They are allowed to have sex. They are. But when you start to see them party and get drunk, and you're like, well, wait a second. These guys are supposed to protect the president. Now, I know many of you don't like the president, but I think we could all agree that's what Secret Service is supposed to be for, okay? Whether you like the president or not, we do need the president protected. He's our president. We need them protected, and that's what the Secret Service is supposed to do, and they're supposed to be in tip-top shape, and they're supposed to be ready for duty at all costs. They should not be distracted, all right? They should not be in a, I mean, I've seen enough James Bond movies where I've seen Secret Service agents look at the lady and go, ah, and then they get drugged, and then they, yeah, no, not appropriate. So, personally, I think if you are taking that job on, that's your job. Now, you know, we were talking earlier a few shows ago about the Marine who was discharged, less than honorably discharged, for the Facebook rant that he went about talking about Obama, etc. And, of course, we talked about, you know, many of us may dislike, you know, the current administration and, you know, our freedom of speech, etc. But, you know, something to that, you know, should our Marines, should our military be able to talk about the president, their commander in chief? And, you know, even though we do have freedom of speech laws, you know, when you work for a company, if you badmouth the company, you get fired. And unfortunately, this Marine was badmouthing his employer. And anybody that badmouths their employer, you know, they are taken away from the employment such that they can't continually badmouth and possibly cause leaks. So as much as I want him to have his freedom of speech preserved, you know, he did wrong. You can't badmouth your employer. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia coming next.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at turtletuffshelters.com. That's turtle TUFFshelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Yeah. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Make sure your seatbelts are on. Yeah, are your seatbelts on? Very good. All right, let's go to some of our emails here. Dr. Dahlia, I was listening to your show on sexual fetishes. Now, you've talked about alcohol addiction and smoking addiction, but you haven't talked about sex addiction. I'm interested to hear a little about that. Actually, I have talked about sexual addiction on the show. Of course I have. We talk about everything. There's a possibility you might have been, you know, having sex at the time and you missed it, but that's okay. We'll talk about sexual addiction. Some people have actually asked me, you know, we were talking about sexual fetishes. I think the reason why we talked about sexual fetishes is we were talking about this Egyptian law, right, where you could have sex with your wife up until 6 hours after she dies. So some people are like, why did you guys get on the subject of fetishes? And I guess, you know, you go and you retrace your thought. Do you guys ever do that? You're thinking about something and you're like, wait a second, why am I thinking about frogs? And then you go back and you're like, well, I was thinking about frogs, because then you go back and you go, that's why I was originally thinking about this. So that's where it came from. Sexual addiction. And we've spent some time on our show with this. It's a person who is addicted to sex won't necessarily have fetishes. Okay, a sexual fetish or a philia, okay, like when we were talking about necrophilia, sex with a corpse, all right, that's where that subject came in, and that's how we transitioned to fetishes. That's where somebody, they want to have sex and may actually prefer to have sex with a particular object. Okay? Sometimes a little weird. Sometimes very weird. Okay? Like that teddy bear one. I really don't get that teddy bear one. Okay? But it doesn't necessarily mean they're addicted to sex all the time. Remember, an addiction is where it dominates your thinking. You can't work. You can't engage in healthy relationships. Some people with fetishes, they're your coworkers. You go to work with them. Everything's fine. Then they come home and they grab the teddy bear. Okay? That doesn't mean they're addicted. Sexual addiction is where, you know, their amount of sex or their preoccupation with sex can ruin their regular life and their ability to get to work, their ability to have relationships and maintain relationships. Now, yes, now some people that are addicted to sex may actually have risk-taking behavior. They may want to have sex in the middle of a restaurant. They may want to go under the table, have sex, and over, you know, but you need to be very careful because sometimes TV will embellish and will stereotype, you know, some of these, quote unquote, sex addicts because it's material and it's entertaining. But most of the sex addicts I've taken care of in my practice, and again, I'm a family doc, and so I didn't really do much except, you know, refer them to a sex therapist or to a therapist or a psychiatrist. But, you know, many of them are like, well, Dahlia, I'm not into exhibitionism. I don't, you know, masturbate in public. I don't always walk around with porn. It's just, I just want to have sex all the time. It's all I think about. It's all I could do. I don't even want to go to work. I don't stalk people. I'm not into voyeurism. I don't harass people. I don't rape people. I just think about sex. So you have to realize that there's varying degrees of somebody and their sexual addiction. Okay, so, you know, like people will say, you know, gosh, well, if they are a transvestite and they dress in women's clothing, then they're gay. No, they're not. Most people, most men that dress in women's clothing are not gay. They're straight. They just love the feel of women's clothing on them. Somebody could say that's a fetish. Somebody could say it's not. Okay, some men prefer lace or silk as opposed to tidy whities, right? And so, you know, you need to really be careful with stereotypes. There's varying degrees, okay? You know? So, yes, just because somebody's a sex addict doesn't mean they're a rapist. Okay? And it doesn't mean they're going to want to have sex with your dog. All right? Some people could be addicted to sex. And then, you know, again, we have to do behavior therapy. We get them in, we get them into pretty, you know, severe training. I know many of you are thinking about, what was that, Blades of Glory? Where, you know, they had a sex addiction class. And so they were, one was, I guess, pretending, you know, and so then they, you know, went to the class and then they were like pretending to go all, you know, to, you know, anyway. Are there medications for sex addiction? Sometimes you do use Prozac. You know, sometimes these SSRIs, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors decrease your sex drive. So you give somebody to decrease your sex drive and it can help their sex addiction. But that has nothing to do with fetishes. If you're into something, you're into something. Let's go to the phone lines. I think we have an example of a sexual fetish. I think one of the callers that called in when we weren't live. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia.
Not that one. No, no, no. Let me, hold on a second.
Hi, my name's Rosie.
Yeah.
I am a recovering sex addict. I've been sober from sex addiction for 3 years. And you're talking about fetishes. I don't really, there's no way for me to act out on this. It's just a fantasy. And I don't know what it means, but I fantasize about having sex with werewolves. I became like interested in that, oh, I don't know, about 14 years ago when I was acting out on the computer a lot, when I was married to my first ex-husband. And he never caught me, but I did stop. But anyway, and then after the divorce, I became a full-on sex addict. But I'm just curious what that could possibly mean, the fact that I am turned on by the idea of werewolves. I'm not into hairy men or facial hair, except in that case of werewolves, like the character on Block Girl, someone with a very short beard and mm-hmm. just very long.
True Blood has a werewolf, too, that's kind of sexy. Yeah.
Handsome, but sort of, I wouldn't say rugged, but, you know, kind of animalistic. I don't know what that means. Anyway, I'd really like an answer and the kind of consideration. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
No, and I appreciate your call. I wish you were live because I'd like to talk to you more about this. You know, people will ask me. They will ask me, look, this is what I'm fantasizing about. Why? What does it mean? And we talked a little bit about this when we had our dream episode, when we were trying to figure out what dreams meant. And there, you know, certain dreams mean certain things. Sometimes the fantasy of the werewolf, no, it doesn't have to do with the hair. It doesn't, it's more of a power thing. It's more of a, you know, wanting the domination, the more of a male dominating thing. A lot of people in their fantasies want to be dominated. They want to feel like they're at the mercy. They want the fear. And, you know, I know when True Blood came out, HBO's True Blood, I don't know if some of you see it. Okay, Eric. I forget his name in real life, but the guy that plays Eric, very sexy. So people would say, Dr. Dahlia, I'm now fantasizing about vampires. I mean, here's the thing, okay? People can have sexual fantasies about anything, okay? And some people are not honest. I think your name was I'm sorry I didn't catch your name on the one who had called and left a message, but you know, thank you for being honest. And you aren't the only one. We've heard of this. We've heard of people that are into werewolves or wolves, Siberian huskies, Alaskan malamutes. I mean, you know, seriously, you know, for some of you, and don't be giggling, people. I mean, there's a world out there of people having sexual fantasies with certain things. The only problem is you could be attracted to something, but if you act upon it or it hurts your marriage, like she had said, her first marriage broke up. She became a sex addict. It had to involve these fantasies. Again, I wish you were live so I could talk to you. You know, do you not go to work because you're on the computer dealing with this? You know, this is somebody that we would probably do therapy with. We would probably try to train her to dislike wolves, find them less appealing. We would probably maybe consider a medication to decrease the sex drive if she also has the sex addict aspect of it. But honestly, when you think about animals and vicious animals, that you'll also have some people that are into the blood and mutilation, you know, and people are like, well, why? And again, it's some sort of a power type thing, and it's hard to explain. Now, you have some theories. And again, I don't know, you know, it's up to you guys to believe this or not. These are just theories. One theory suggested was people were, an animal in a previous life. You know, you have people that are cat people that go, I must have been a cat. I just love cats. I could communicate with cats. I must have been a cat. And so sometimes you'll have people that might have been, I don't know, again, I don't know if you guys believe in reincarnation. I don't know what I believe. Yeah, but, you know, there's a theory that if somebody was in the, let's say, canine, you know, they're going to have an attraction and a fetish towards that in their human form. But again, these are just theories. But I wish I had more answers for you. But thank you for that call. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be getting to medical news soon, but just to recap, we were talking about sex addiction because we had spent time on alcohol addiction and smoking addiction. And I guess we had had a call from somebody who was interesting. It was listening to the sexual fetish discussion we had. I don't know why we have so many sex topics. Usually we're talking about vitamin D and potassium and ringing in the ears and heart disease, but every now and then we kind of get an interesting topic. And I guess there was a woman discussing her fetish for werewolves and you know, what she would do, what we would do as clinicians to help her, and we discussed it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to your show talking about fetishes, and I mean, yeah, you know, there's clothing fetishes and stuff like that, but then, you know, the other stuff, you know, none of it's good in it, and this is my opinion as a believer in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It's all demonic, you know. It all comes from the pit of hell. That's my comment. God bless you. Have an awesome one.
No, well, thank you for your call. I mean, you know, when we were in medical school, learning, you know, when we were learning these different fetishes, and, you know, you had people first, you know, many of us that were very naive, all right, about this were shocked. Then you had other people giggling, and then you had other people in the class going, huh, I didn't think about that one. I didn't think about that one, but interesting, okay? And I'm not saying this in anyone's defense, okay? Remember, you know, we look at everybody as curable, okay? I mean, you're treatable, okay? You could treat everybody, okay? To me, a demon, you can't treat. Okay, so I believe that people with fetishes that can hurt themselves, hurt others, be very distasteful, you could actually treat. Okay, you could treat. Oh, but there was a point I was making. All right, here's the point. Okay, in medical school, somebody brought up, well, what about inflatable dolls? And, of course, you know, somebody else, well, what do you mean about inflatable dolls? You want one? No. What about inflatable dolls? People have sex with inflatable dolls. Is that a fetish? And somebody's like, well, no, that's not a fetish because a lot of people do it. Well, all right, I've seen these inflatable dolls. I have seen them because our friends had a band in medical school. And every now and then somebody would bring an inflatable doll to the show. And the inflatable doll would be passed around. Not the most attractive. Sometimes it was redhead. Sometimes it was blonde. Most of the time brunette. Face didn't have a lot of personality. Very, I think, over aerated. I think there was too much air in it for appropriate use if it wasn't being used. You did see an entrance point. You did see an orifice in it, but, you know, the student's right. What's the difference between a sexual fetish using... Now, the sexual fetishes we were learning about in school weren't the teddy bears, weren't the animals like we had talked about. I mean, we were talking about people use shoes, people may use a broom, people may use a shovel, people may use a quote-unquote shampoo bottle, you know, those kinds of things we were talking about. But would using an inflatable doll be considered a fetish? Would using a marital aid be, you see what I mean? I mean, there's certain fine lines. Then you have the ones that are just gross outliers out there. So, you know, personally, I think, you know, if you have an issue where you, I mean, I think what defines fetish is aphilia is a preference. Okay, remember when we were talking about necrophilia, you know, and the study back in 1989 on why people would even consider having sex with a corpse. It's because they preferred that relationship, okay? That was a preference over regular sex. They had more control. There was no resistance. They were reuniting with their romantic partner. I don't know. Okay, so I think that would be the difference. Using an aid once in a while wouldn't be a fetish because it's not a preference, if we could redefine this, as opposed to a fetish or a philia, is that your preference? Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. All right, let's move on. We got more. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, my name's Ed. I'm a truck driver, and
Woo-hoo. That's
kind of a, you know, kind of a low-impact job. What I want to know, I get loss of feeling in my left leg every now and then.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's just poor circulation. Are there any things I can do while I'm sitting in the seat that I'll kind of improve it besides just shaking my legs or something? I'd like to be relieved of that, and it's really getting on my nerves.
No, I hear you. Okay, here's the thing. Shaking a leg, everybody says shake a leg. You're right, I know that feeling. You know, when I would drive, I mean, to me, the longest drive I did would be like, you know, 8-9 hours in one shot. And you do. You could get numb. With the circulation issue, you need to get up and you need to move around. My only concern is it may not be circulation. When your leg is numb, the first thing I think of is disc. And if you have a disc issue in your back, somebody would say, stop sitting so long. Well, you're a truck driver. You know, and God bless you guys. I love my truck drivers. You're a truck driver. That's hard to do. That's your job. So when you go numb and shaking the leg doesn't do it, but getting out of the cab and walking around a little bit and changing positions does, we may be looking at a disc issue. You know, with some people will say, well, what about circulation issue? See, if you have, let's say, clogged leg arteries, let's say you have peripheral vascular disease, and you have a clogged artery, because you smoke or have high cholesterol, et cetera, that would usually be pain instead of numbness. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait, Dr. Dahlia, when I sleep on my arm, it goes numb. It's because I cut off my blood circulation. You're right. You're right. Your arm will go numb if you cut off your blood circulation. But we're talking, if you're sitting there driving in a car and nothing is stopping your blood circulation, okay? But let's say you do start to have flow issues, a lot of times that will present as pain. We call it claudication, either claudication at rest or claudication when you're walking, because you aren't getting the blood flow. You know, same thing. That's kind of why sometimes your arm hurts when you have heart attacks, because you're not getting the flow. And, of course, the main arteries go towards the left. I mean, there's a variety of reasons. You also have referred pain, et cetera. But, you know, when you go numb, it's not always a circulation issue. It could be neurological. Now, sometimes your leg could be numb because of diabetic neuropathy. If you drink alcohol, that could, you know, be neuropathy where the nerves don't work well. But my guess is we have a disc issue, and I know what you're feeling. When you have a numb leg, and you're trying to, you know, shake it back alive, and you need to drive. And I'm kind of guessing it's your right leg, you know, and the one that you need to use with the brake pedal and the brake, you know. I don't know if many of you still use clutch, you know, but many of us, we don't have to use our left leg anymore, but that right one we need when we drive. So my recommendation is get your back looked at, get an x-ray. You may need an MRI to see what's going on with the disc. And we may have to do something where, I mean, one of the therapy suggestions they may do is if you are stuck at a job where you have to sit for long periods of time, switch positions. Switch, play around with your hips, put weight on one hip versus putting weight on another. We may have to come up with a lumbar, doctors may come up with a lumbar support. They may come up with a pillow. Maybe a coccyx pillow, kind of like a hemorrhoid pillow, you know, that may put a little less pressure on your low back, maybe. It's something to try, but it sounds like you have a bigger issue that needs to be looked at. And, of course, anybody with numbness to the leg or to the back or whatever, again, make sure your cholesterol is checked. Make sure you don't have diabetes. Make sure prostate's good. We want to make sure prostate's not affecting the back. But, yeah, keep me posted on that great question and keep trucking. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up next, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Please follow me on my Facebook fan page. I'm allowed to have a lot more people, a lot more friends on that, can communicate easier. I'm almost not even using my regular Facebook page anymore because it maxes you out at 5,000 and there's still so many people I want to talk to and engage with, and you can still engage. So for those of you that are on Facebook, look up our Facebook fan page. If you have any problems, contact me. If you do go to my website to get archives or listen on demand to any of the old shows, please sign into our guest book so I know where you listen from. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. And the biggest thanks to you all for listening to the show. My show wouldn't be on the air if you weren't listening to it so religiously. So thank you all so much. I know you have other choices out there. And the fact that you chose my show, I really thank you from the bottom of the heart. Honestly, I really thank you. Okay, enough kissy-kissy stuff. All right, did you guys hear about this KFC lawsuit where a girl had contracted salmonella from one of their chicken wraps, and I guess the judge ordered KFC to pay $8 million to the family. All right, now, this is a little Sydney girl who was left brain damage when she was 7 years old after eating one of their chicken wraps. All right, the family claimed that she contracted salmonella, and she was in a coma for months and left with brain damage. All right. Now, the New South Wales Supreme Court Justice Stephen Rothman ruled that KFC was responsible for the food poisoning, and today he ordered KFC to pay $8 million in Australian dollars damages plus legal costs. Of course, KFC denied responsibility, said they're going to appeal. Of course, the family is relieved, you know, that they got a settlement, but kind of upset that they have to go on and appeal. But, you know, I mean... you know, when you go for fast food, I mean, you assume it's clean. You assume it's bacteria free. And sometimes it isn't. You know, how can they prove it was from the, you know, the, I mean, I'm not too sure how they proved this and what happened back then. You know, it would be easy to prove and find fault based on you have the food. You, the child's in a coma. If you save the sandwich, your, any of the wrapping, maybe they could test it. But the truth of the matter is many times you don't. You eat the food, and sometimes 48 hours later, a week later, even 2 weeks later, you could be sick. I mean, look what happened with the cantaloupes and the listeria. All right. Even though they found the listeria and they said, okay, we know what's going on. We found it. All right. Great. People were still getting sick months later. And, I wonder how they linked it to the KFC, unless they actually saved the wrapper and they were able to show salmonella. I don't know, but that's going to be interesting. All right, I'll keep you posted on that. Okay, in more news, one thing we talked about, and for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. A study came out saying they think Asperger's syndrome could be caused by pregnant moms who smoke. Now, we've been talking about smoking and autism and smoking and Asperger's being a highly functional autistic child or person. And many times I get emails that I haven't been able to read on air, but I could sum up, where they go, Dr. Dahlia, I really don't get this. I mean, I could identify somebody with autism, but Asperger's, what are they talking about? Who has Asperger's? I can't tell. So we spent a pretty good amount of time in the first hour, so I don't want to, you know, rehash that or repeat it. You can go to my website, hit on demand, and you can listen to the first hour of the show. But I do want to kind of, you know, give you some highlights. There's been many famous people who we believe had Asperger's. Now, Asperger's was discovered in 1944 by Hans Asperger, who thought he had Asperger's himself. He thought there might have been something genetic, maybe neurologically a little off, rather than psychological or environmental factors, and he came up with this type of disease along the autism spectrum. Now, an example of somebody, now again, there's no way to prove these people had Asperger's, all right? Many of this is speculation, because again, there's no blood test. There's no way to say somebody has it, all right? But based on maybe them being very shy, maybe them being very clumsy, having difficulty with other children, you know, kind of doing, you know, sometimes an Asperger's child, for example. Now, we have in my family, we have two children with autism and two children with Asperger's. They're all extremely smart, very smart. Sometimes Asperger's can make you a little clumsy, not as good at sports. Many times Asperger's doesn't allow you to be at the top of the popularity pool in school. So you end up having some difficulty with friends. Sometimes you do some outlandish things when you have Asperger's, all right? But as you could see by this list, if some of these people did have Asperger's, you know, it may be the reason why they were famous. So, for example, they think Ludwig von Beethoven, Beethoven, they believe he had Asperger's. They believe Mozart had Asperger's, although it's also been postulated that he had bipolar. Whenever you see somebody that talented doing outlandish thing, you wonder about, you know, bipolar. Van Gogh, Van Gogh, they also thought had bipolar, but they thought had Asperger's. They thought Thomas Jefferson had Asperger's. Edison, Thomas Edison. Abraham Lincoln. George Washington. Emily Dickinson. Remember, women can have it too. Women hide their Asperger's a little bit more because girls can be shy in society. Whereas boys being shy stand out. I mean, back in the 40s, the reason why this came to fruition in terms of diagnosis is mom and dad would bring their child in, and still to this day, and what they say to the doctor is something's not right, they're different. I love them, they're a great kid, they're a smart kid, they have gifts, but they're different. And dad would notice more than mom, because the boy would be more shy. Daryl Hannah has been postulated that she has Asperger's. Now, Daryl Hannah, I remember, in an interview in the 80s, had said she was always picked on as a kid. She was overweight, kids made fun of her, she was shy, looked upon as different. Maybe Asperger's. Benjamin Franklin, Dan Aykroyd has said he's had Asperger's. We don't know if he was joking or not, but, he may be on the list. I think probably one of the best examples would be Andy Kaufman, who played Laka in Taxi. Now, very talented. This man was very talented, extremely talented. But when you saw Jim Carrey's depiction, Man in the Moon, or when you saw him interview in real life, kind of got upset. He got very upset. Didn't think people understood him. Would do some weird things. Was kind of in a world of his own in terms of his humor. And some people would get it. Some people wouldn't. Funny, a lot of people with Asperger's really dug Andy Kaufman. Whereas everybody else was like, okay, he's good, but I don't get him. But brilliant guy. That's an example, all right? So, and like I said, there's no way to prove. They're even saying Marilyn Monroe might have had Asperger's. You know, Sir Isaac Newton, Mark Twain, Andy Warhol, Charles Schulz, who did Peanuts and Charlie Brown, Jim Henson with the Muppets. You know, imagine Jim Henson as a kid, you know, and they're, you know, talking about the concept of Cookie Monster with googly eyes. You know, I dig the whole googly eyes thing. I thought it was cool. The guy's brilliant. The guy was brilliant. You know, but kids are probably like, what? Muppets? Really? Hand puppets? Jim, sorry. Nah, eat lunch somewhere else. Ends up being the creator of Sesame Street and the Muppets, you know, or the creator of Muppets. John Denver, they think had Asperger's. Bob Dylan, Crispin Glover, you know, McFly, you know, from Back to the Future. James Taylor, Keith Olbermann, Robin Williams. Very interesting. And again, like I said, we can't prove this. Woody Allen, they think, had Asperger's. Again, there's no blood test. You can't prove it. But this is going to be the disease of this next decade. And it may not even be considered a disease or a syndrome. We are going to find out that many people around us have Asperger's, and this 1 in 88 number of people on the autism spectrum is going to probably increase to maybe 1 in 60 people, 1 in 50 people. And so, interesting, they think maybe smoking had something to do with it. But, Asperger's may not be there may not be a stigma attached, because it looks like a lot of famous people might have had it, and they did some tremendous, incredible things. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. If not, follow me on Dr. Dahlia. You all take care.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.